it's not a like team sport, mm-hmm. but in a way it kind of, you know,
one big team.
Yeah. Like you can be like, you can go like one day at the hill alone and you're just going to meet people mm-hmm. and yeah, you're going to maybe start right with them. So mm-hmm. it's kind of nice that snowboarding just, yeah, it just bring everyone together. Mm-hmm.
Layers, the unintentional culture of snowboarding by Nitro Snowboards. For our new movie Layers, we interviewed important people and personalities that contribute to the global community of snowboarding. And since most of these interviews were too long to show in the documentary and they were so interesting, we created this podcast so you can enjoy them in full length. So strap in and let's go. Now let's jump straight into the episode with professional snowboarder, X Games, and Olympic medalist, Lori Bluen.
Australia is a fucking crazy place to go snowboarding, right?
Yeah.
You would never thought when you were growing up in Quebec that you could go snowboarding.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
So I just want to like show this and show the community of it.
Yeah,
and with
yeah.
you, I just want to say like, do you think it's strange? Is it crazy that you guys come?
Well, first,
why do you come? Like, why do you come here? Why
yeah, here? First, well, because the team is like organizing like a jump cam, which
the Canadian
is nice.
Team.
Yeah, the Canadian team, and yeah, I mean, it's nice to yeah just come down here because the season are like
flip.
So yeah, if I want to, I could ride like all year round, pretty much.
True.
Like ride winter in like North America and then come back, like. Come here in summer and just yeah summer for me winter for
yeah.
here but yeah I love it here. It's been like 5 years since I've been like last time I was here
yeah.
so it's nice to be back
and it probably fits your like competing schedule.
Yeah, it's like perfect because during summer like it's hard, like we have Whistler but it's like the glacier Whistler, it's way too warm so you don't really. It's more like chilling and yeah, if you want to learn stuff, it's a bit harder. So it's nice to come down here and get you know, like your feet back on your board and yeah, just do all your tricks again. And yeah, it's nice. And it's not too cold because we come during the spring. So it's perfect. It's soft. It's nice. Yeah.
It's, I mean, honestly, better than a Sauce Fay opening.
Oh yeah, Sauce Fay is a bit rough. I'm still going, but yeah. It's more, yeah. I mean, because it's a glacier too, Sauce Fay, I think, isn't
yep,
it?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel it takes a lot of time before it gets, like, soft.
Softened.
Yeah. It's fun, but it's just a different vibe. Like, here, it's, like, it's spring. It's so much more chill than, like, Sauce Fay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I see, it, like, when I've been here, it's, like, you're warming up for the season with, like, spring vibes.
I know. It's, like, and it's just, like, to try new, even to try new stuff, it's, like, you're more confident because, yeah, I don't know, it's spring vibe, it's soft, and in Sauce Fay, it's just, like, rock hard, and it's, like, I need to get, like, shit done,
yeah.
but it's scary because, like, it's, like, more, you know, icy, more, like, winter
yep.
condition. Not even winter because it's just, like, ice, like, in the morning. It's,
yeah.
like, glacier.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Do you guys come here because of, obviously, conditions? What about, like, Charles Beckinsale?
Yeah, well, we come here for sure because of Charles, because he's one of the, well, he's the best builder, I'd say. Jump builder or, like, park or whatever. So, yeah, we're lucky that he built a jump for us and we could, like, train on it and ride because it's, yeah, it's hard to get good jumps, like, to practice on, yeah, a good setup and get sled lap, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sled lap are so fun and you can just get into it like so much faster and yeah just try funny stuff you know because it's just like the lapper so fast and yeah you can just do all your tricks in one day pretty much if you want
pretty
to
pretty sick
yeah
do you get scared is it crazy to come like all the way down like to try because you travel all over the world
yeah
for contest training all
yeah.
the time just kind of chasing the conditions
yeah.
and the snow and the events do you And the progression of snowboarding now, is that scary to you or is it like fun as hell?
No,
it's exciting.
Fun. I like it. It's exciting. For sure, like it's Well, when you try a new trick, it's like you have like adrenaline. It's scary, but if you don't have that feeling, it's you're probably not human. Cause
yeah,
it's normal to like be scared. But yeah, no, I like it, and it's challenging. You know, like seeing like younger like female coming up and then doing all those big tricks, yeah, and yeah, yeah, just be part of the like progression. It's like super sick. Yeah, I like it.
That's sick.
Yeah, it just make me wanna push myself, like, you know, harder, and yeah, just try a new trick. I like the challenge.
That's sick. I was talking to Christy because we're riding in the other park, yeah, this morning, just laughing. I was talking to Christy, like, because I just spaced out. I'm like, yeah, have you met Lori before? She's like, yeah, of course, met Lori.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah.
We competed together all the time.
She's so sick.
And I was like, oh yeah, of course. And she was like, yeah, she was like kind of on the come up when we were competing against, yeah, each other, and then she was like, now Lori's like a fucking machine.
So she's, yeah, like, oh, I remember when I was competing with like Christy. Yeah, Christy was such an inspiration.
That's sick.
And yeah, because she was like, you know, a little bit older, and yeah, then she like kind of like came out in the industry like a bit older. So yeah, I really thought that was super dope. And yeah, her style is just like so sick. Like, yeah,
sick.
I love it.
I thought it was sick because she was just like, yeah, now she's a fucking machine. I'm not fucking touch that ever. It's just sick. But it's cool. You get this cool like connection with people from all over,
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, like
through the competitive world of snowboarding.
Yeah, no, and you meet like so many different people, and like, yeah, they like, yeah, sometimes you're gonna meet like people that don't do contests, they only fail. And yeah, whatever, it's like super sick that you can, yeah, just meet different style of snowboarding. And yeah, I love it. Like, I love filming, but it's sometimes just hard to
balance
contests and filming. So yeah, like I've done that project in like 2019, mm-hmm, but yeah, I for sure want to film more,
yeah,
more and more. But it's, yeah, just need to find a good time, schedule, you know, that everything's gonna fit and it's not like too hectic and crazy, you know.
No, yeah, for sure. I mean, because when you're like competing, you go to events and it's not like when filming, if you film, like, you need to be focused, but don't really have to be,
yeah,
as focused. But when,
yeah,
you're competing,
it's a different pressure though.
It's a total different pressure.
Yeah, because like I like sometimes when like JF film me, it's like I want to like land as many tricks as I can because I want to get, yeah, shots.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like it's a different pressure, and like sometimes I like I'm used a little bit to that pressure, but not like fully. So yeah, I need to, yeah, still like,
there's also no time limit to,
yeah,
being,
no,
able, like you can,
yeah,
like try fucking 8 hours to do,
yeah,
the,
no,
trick,
that's
right,
true, yeah, yeah.
Or a contest is like, okay, you can train for the contest, and
yeah,
then you have three runs,
like,
and if,
yeah,
you get it, cool. If you don't, well, next one.
Yeah, you need to be smart on how, like what tricks you're gonna do, how you're gonna train, because if you like try to do like a trick that it's not consistent in your run, then you're gonna spend like your whole, your 2 days of practice on that trick pretty much. So yeah, you need to like find like a balance on, yeah, which trick you're gonna choose, and like, yeah, rail trick too. It's like sometimes it's hard to figure that out, but yeah, we all do, and I like it.
So, like, if you're going to a contest or you're at an event, like, as a rider, you're just, like, full on, like, this is what you're here to do.
Yeah.
Everything else is just noise. You kind of try to block out and focus,
yeah,
into that qualifying day and then the finals day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then I know it's like, as a rider, you just have to focus so much. And now even more so, it's so fucking dangerous. Like, you have,
I know,
to be focused,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Before, you'd have to be focused to land it.
Yeah.
Now you have to be focused to fucking not get smoked.
Yeah, literally. And yeah.
Does that stress you out? That are you scared of that stuff, of like
getting
falling
hurt?
And get really hurt?
Not really. Because if you think that way, you're just never going to progress, or
yep,
you're going to be scared. And yeah, for sure, I know that it can happen.
Yeah.
But I don't really think about it. And I think everyone that snowboard, we're all qualified enough to like, we know how to fall, you know,
mm-hmm,
we learn, and you know how to kind of save yourself from like,
mm-hmm,
maybe you're gonna get hurt, but maybe not as bad that,
yeah,
if like you didn't know how to fall, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
yeah. We learn how to fall.
For sure. I did,
yeah,
it this morning. I did on the big, the bigger jump in the park,
yeah,
there. I just went to back three it, and then just to test it out, and I felt my edge cut in to like the soft takeoff.
Oh.
So I started getting the forward lean rotation.
Oh,
so
this
I was just there like, this is it, collarbone, Knut's going down. But I knew what was happening,
yeah,
so I was able,
yeah,
to save it, and I was okay.
Yeah,
and I like landed,
yeah,
and rode away. I'm like, God.
Yeah, compared to maybe someone that, yeah, just
they would just go straight to their,
yeah, so
head.
It's like, yeah, we learn how to fall,
yeah,
and for sure I got hurt, but I think I like, I never broke any bones or anything. I just got, like, ligament
damage.
So I think I'm lucky because, yeah, I didn't really get hurt a lot, so.
We've also had a good training.
Not lucky, but, yeah, like.
You learned how to fall.
Yeah, learn how to fall and lucky a little bit at the same time, but, yeah.
Again, back to Australia. Do you feel like a sense of any kind of snowboard vibe here?
Yeah, I love the vibe here. Like, I don't know. I just feel any resort, like, where, because some resorts, you know, they're going to have, like, a small park, and it's not, like, no one's riding there. But here, like, Treadbow and Perisher, it's, like, a big, they're, like known for, like, their park. So the vibe is just so nice. Everyone is so chill. And, yeah, when you ride, I really like the mini park here, the smaller one. So, yeah, you just go in there, and everyone is, like, yeah, talking to each other. And that's what I like about snowboarding. It's, like, it's so chill, and yeah, everyone like it's just, yeah, it's just like no pressure, and everyone is like helping each other out and push each other's and yeah, to like learn stuff, and it's just, yeah, fun. It's like a, how do you say that? It's like a, it's not a like team sport, but in a way it kind of, you know,
one big team.
Yeah, like you can be like, you can go like one day at the hill alone, and you're just gonna meet people, and yeah, you're gonna maybe start right with them. So it's kind of nice that snowboarding just, yeah, it just bring everyone together.
Yeah, I feel it's totally the same way.
Yeah,
you can just go that, like when I would snowboard a bunch all the time, I would just go to the hill. I wouldn't tell anyone I was going.
Yeah, and you're meeting people, and yeah, it's sick.
It's so sick.
Yeah.
And also just the contest scene too. There's not too many competitive sports where
It's chill.
And then there's
friendly.
Like, you have like the 1, 2, 3 who like get awarded the podium and they're like successful. But then you also have like everyone else who like literally lost the contest comes out and
we're
like,
all stoked.
Yeah, this is so sick.
Yeah, we're all stoked for each other's. And I think it's probably one of the only sport that it's like that, you know?
For
like,
sure. I don't know too many others. I consider you could say like golf is similar to snowboarding in a way. You go out, you do it together, you're just doing your own thing.
Yeah.
But you're keeping score, and you're not stoked on the other person for beating you.
Yeah.
Skateboarding too, you are stoked, but at the same time, there's still, it's a little more competitive in a way.
Yeah. I think skating is kind of snowboarding.
Skill for sure, skateboarding,
yeah,
snowboarding.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know about the surf.
Surfing's more of like an ego.
Not an ego, but
when you're surfing one wave. Like, you're getting the wave for yourself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Snowboarding, you're all like, let's get this run together.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's a bit
but the
different.
Feeling is the same with surfing.
Yeah,
but the act of it is you're doing it together, snowboarding, and surfing, you're kind of
Yeah, surfing, there's only one wave and one person that can really... Yeah, that's true.
Because everyone's always... That's when we were doing this. Like, me too, it's like, yeah, snowboarding's just like... For sure, it's like skateboarding.
Yeah.
But skateboarding, you can do anytime, anywhere. You know what I mean? Snowboarding, you have to commit, go there. It only happens for most people, like, a couple months a year.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But where surfing, it's like, yeah, you can just go do it with anyone's...
Yeah.
And it's like, everyone's doing it together.
Snowboarding, it's, like, less accessible, you know, compared to surf or
and skateboarding.
Even skateboarding.
But snowboarding, you do it, like, together.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
much more. Because I think it takes you so much energy to get to the place to actually do it.
Yeah.
Once you're there, you're just happy that other people got there
with you. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah.
So where are you going after this?
I'm going to New Zealand. I'm kind of stoked. It's been a while since I've been there. So, yeah, and it's so pretty there. And I'm going to do the Winter Games, I think. Because I'm there, so why not?
Is Charles... He doesn't do stuff, and he's not doing that.
No,
He's doing this... The next thing you're going to do with Charles is at Stomping Ground in Saas-Fee?
Yeah.
Probably?
Yeah, Stomping Ground, Saas-Fee, and maybe Finland. I hope Finland.
Okay. How many Charles Beckinsale's jumps do you hit a year? Do you think?
That's a good question. I'd say, like... 3 or 4 times a year, because he...
And all over the world.
Yeah, like in Saas-Fee, this year, Australia, and sometimes he builds I think every year he builds the Calgary World Cup course, pretty sure. And yeah, if we do something in Finland, it's going to be like, four times a year.
It's pretty crazy that a dude from Australia...
And UConn, but we're not going there this year, but normally he's like... Well, no, not normally. Actually, last year it was his first year of building the jump in UConn. Mm-hmm. Normally it's like the guy that is there. I don't remember his name, but he's pretty good too. But yeah, Charles is, it's different. It's nice.
It's crazy how, it is crazy how a dude who builds all these, the best park builder or best jump builder is from Australia.
I know, it's sick. It's sick, and yeah, his jumps are just like so like, like safe, and I don't know, they're just like so smooth, and even if he builds like really big jump, it still feels like
safe
and yeah.
And that's so what's like, needed for like progressing now.
Yeah. Cause it's easy to fucking get hurt if you hit like a big jump, and it's not safe. So yeah, no, we're lucky to have Charles in the industry, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you still like to go out and just like mini shred the park?
Yeah, I love mini park. I think they're like the most like, you know, I think I'm just so like used to ride like big feature. Like when I go in the mini park, it's just like, I don't know, it's more smooth, and it's nice sometimes to like you said earlier, not always have to be
focused.
Super focused, you know, because when you hit big feature, you have to like, you know, like today it's going to be hard to focus because I'm hungover, but it takes a lot of like more energy than if you like go in the small park and you just like, you know, fuck around. Uh-huh. And yeah, I love mini park.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lori. If you want to hit it, we can do that. Or you can ride mini park if you want to ride mini park.
Yeah, because if you guys want a couple rails.
No, but the mini rails is fine.
Yeah, the rails are fine. Well, we could do a couple jump here.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
A couple rails over
there.
That'd
be epic.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick.
Okay, let's do that.
Thank you all for listening. See you in the next episode. And in the meantime, do yourself a favor. Go snowboarding.